No.
Initial thoughts? Winnipeg Jets are like me in high school. Can't score.
How about that?
It's no laughing matter. Jets are in trouble. They're down 2-1. I predicted that they would win the series in four. The Flames fans have reminded me that's clearly not happening.
This is the Rod Peterson Show.
Thank you very much, Rick Regan. Welcome to the RP Show, everybody. It is a program that we call Football Friday. And as we open with a rollout for Flooring Superstore, it's going to be almost all football, starting with the next segment. As we get rolling with a quick six show topics in a moment, there's going to be a lot of hockey. But I'm Rod. He's Darren. How are you, Dupes?
I'm good. Really good.
Like Batman and Robin right here, bringing you sports talk today. And some big-name guests, as always. Rough Riders Hall of Fame broadcaster John Frenzy is going to be with us. Connor Falk, he is an XFL reporter, dare I say XFL insider,
yeah.
Who so many people thought when the XFL declared bankruptcy or filed for bankruptcy in the spring that all those reporters were going to go belly up. They're back, baby.
They're excited.
And we're going to get Connor Falk's take on The Rock purchasing the XFL and NFL talk and all that as well. Bryn Mighty Mouth Griffiths will be joining us from Edmonton, longtime legendary sportscaster there to talk, probably CFL, Oilers, obviously, and whatever Bryn wants to talk about as he's recovering from the health scare of his life and he's winning. Very inspirational story.
Yeah, it's awesome to see.
And also Tommy Europe, the great Tom Europe, will be joining us. BC Lions great, Winnipeg Blue Bombers great, TV stars. So when we say it's a Football Friday, that's what we have for you. But we open with some hockey talk here in the Quick Six show topics. Let's roll it, Jordan. Thank you. Stanley Cup playoffs. I have a slogan for them. A hashtag. No lead is safe. Oh, says Clark. Well, from a Leafs and Oilers perspective, no. I'll give you 30 seconds on the Leafs meltdown, which I saw Bob McKenzie say on SportsCenter was soul-crushing.
I'm not that worried. Not a big deal.
Blowing a game in the playoffs, not a big deal. Write it down, everybody.
Not a big deal. When I look at it and I watch that game, they didn't make a lot of mistakes. It's not like they had a bunch of gaffes or misplays or they just shut it off and Columbus worked harder, and they won the game.
That's scary.
But when the Leafs turned it on, the ice was heavily tilted in overtime, late in the third period, early on in the game. So that was all super positive, but it comes back down to the maturity. When you get all these great star players together, there's no question the talent on the team, among the most talented rosters in the NHL, but when you get up, then you think, oh, it's easy. That guy's going to do okay. I don't have to do as much. That guy's going to do it. And they just sit back and kind of hot dog it a little bit. And then all of a sudden, the hardworking Columbus Blue Jackets, come up with a 4-3 win.
Producer Clark telling me that Rick Regan has checked in from Wichita, Kansas. G'day, Rico. We gave you a shout-out off the top. He's the big voice guy on the Rod Peterson Show. He's watching from Kansas this morning. Rick, thanks for checking in. Viewer Jeremy Corrigan watching in Prince George, B.C. says the Leafs made four mistakes. Beep. 1, 2, 3, 4. In the net. Okay, I'm glad that you're not concerned.
But yeah, I wouldn't change a lot. Like even on a turnover from Tavares in the offensive zone that led to the OT winner, wasn't really because of the turnover. I mean, Dubois made a better move and he scored the goal.
If ifs and buts were candy and nuts, we'd all have a wonderful Christmas. Point two, Dupes, you won the day yesterday. I'm going to defer to you. I'm going to give you credit. You had the dub scoop.
Yep.
You had a lot of hot takes.
Thank you.
And you called option three for the CFL that they would not have an update despite the Board of Governors meeting yesterday, the hotly anticipating meeting. We thought we would have a decision on the Canadian Football League season, and we didn't get it, and you called it. So you won the day, sir.
Thank you.
You should have been the rock star of the day.
Maybe. I didn't really – it was really going on a limb saying that there was going to be no update from the CFL, but that's what I expected. I mean, there just hasn't been a whole lot of urgency to make something happen. So
Flames fans are writing in and jaw-jacking me, scolding me, trash-talking me. Listen, I got it. The Jets lost in four. As a matter of fact, Jason in Red Deer, Alberta writes, and he says, you are right, Rod, Jets in four. You just forgot to mention they would be going home in four. They weren't what we saw all year. They didn't have their top guns, and they were out goaltended, and who saw that coming? Connor Hellebuck, anybody would tell you the best goalie in the NHL, he's probably going to win the Vezina this year, was out goaltended in the playoffs. So hats off to the Flames. Here you go. I'll do it. But don't, Winnipeg, don't say that I didn't pick you or believe in you. Moving on. Point three, CFL Board of Governors met Thursday, as I said. I don't know why we thought there would be an announcement on the season. I'm a little insulted that they think that we're this dumb. Because it just, as each day goes on, it just seems like a very elaborate ruse that they're going to play just to get federal money from Ottawa. They'll get that money and just go, oop, sorry, can't play because of the logistics. That's the way I see this going. I don't know where you are on this, but it's really getting old.
It is. It's getting old. I'm tired of just the hope and the excitement, and maybe we'll play, maybe we won't. I don't know if they want to play or not. That's the read that I'm getting. I'm not getting a read. Do they want to actually play? Do they not want to actually play? I just feel like they're so far out of time. I mean, back in July, I thought they had to have it figured out to be able to get a season in. I don't know that if you start middle of October that you have any real hope of getting a season in. I mean, you're almost halfway through August now, and talk about needing, you know, 4 to 5 weeks minimum to get everybody to Winnipeg and in order. You're not playing in Winnipeg in November and December.
Well, and by the way, if I may interject, Rod Monroe writes in. He is the father of producer Clark. He says, CFL, so frustrating, Rod. It's getting very old. And it is. And the thing is, I keep getting pulled into the forest. You know that saying, you can't see the forest for the trees? It's like, if you just stand outside the forest, everything becomes so much more clear. But everybody's pulling me into the forest. And I'm wanting to believe that we're going to play. And my point is, last night, I'm at the concert. Might as well drop it in now, Clark. The Jess Moskaluk Krugofest concert, where we all hung off the side of a hotel at our balconies and watched the stage. That's Jess Moskaluk right there. Photo courtesy Cody Glyden. I'm there with some of the sponsors from last night. Cam from Bronco Plumbing and Heating and his wife Chantel. We were hosting them. And Cam just turned to me and goes, it's the first week of August. What? Why would we think they're going to play? Come on. See what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But I just get sucked in. By what is being reported. And it, shame on me. Point four, the MLSE plan. I'll say it again for those that are a little slow. The reason the rest of the media has not picked up on my story that the Maple Leaf Sports and Entertainment is taking over the CFL is because the national media is controlled by MLSE and they're afraid to pick up on the story. It will come out. But it's not coming out right now. It's happening. Once this Ottawa stuff gets settled, the federal government money, yes or no, once they pull the plug on the season, you're going to start to hear more about the MLSE. Lynch was asking me in the car about how this would work because the football people are starting to talk about it now. You're more of a business guy than me, although I've owned businesses, some successful, some not. How do you see this working? Like my brother, the cowboy, yesterday called and he was like, how would this work? And I said, instead of the NFL pumping in money to become NFL Canada, MLSE pumps money in and it stays the CFL. It's actually a brilliant plan.
It's great.
But how do you see it work?
Yeah, I think it's fine. Doesn't have to change a lot in terms of how football operations work. This is business ops that's going to maybe change a little bit in terms of marketing, in terms of the financial structure business-wise. But if they're pumping in money and become a premier stakeholder, they have an opportunity to benefit. And it's all the subsidiaries, too. I mean, if more people are going to Argos games because the league has a higher profile, then there's more money going to MLSE, right? And if there's more money filtering through merchandise and through the CFL office and through Grey Cup tickets and through, you know, television contracts and sponsorship deals, there's a lot more money to go around and it's all pumped back into the communities, which I love. In terms of football ops, you know, you mentioned Randy Ambrosi is still the commissioner. The way they govern the league's not going to change because that's not really a problem. Right.
No.
It's not really a problem with how they play the games, the rules of the games.
It's a great product.
The entertainment is there.
It's a great product.
That starts the commissioner. But cleaning up the whole business of football, getting the financial picture back into some sort of a positive position, that's where MLSC will come in and do that. So when the fans get upset about the big conglomerate, it's not going to affect the way you experience the Canadian Football League, I don't think.
And I was saying to Lynch, I have no issues with MLSC running the CFL. The teams will all still be owned independently. I don't have a problem with corporations as long as everything's on the up and up. You start pulling some monkey business, dirty pool. We all got a problem with that as a society, but MLSC does not have a history of that. They actually now have a history of winning.
Yeah.
So I think this is the best thing for the CFL. Moving on, point five, I had speeded up a little bit here. 66 NFL players have now opted out for this season, and they're just getting roasted by the fans on social media. And then now the players are coming out and going, what's wrong with you people that I'm choosing the best thing? Who was the guy with the Bills, Tre'Davious Smith? Was that the name? He chose to opt out, and it seems to me like the fans shamed him into not opting out, and now he's going to play. Have we not learned through 140-some days of the pandemic that people are idiots and they are not to be listened to and people are really stupid? So you are the CEO of you? That's the fact. Whether you're a player, janitor, ticket taker, bus driver, you really do have to do what's best for you. And I don't know why these players are listening to the jackwagon fans that are up in their grill about opting out. They still should do what's best for them, and it makes me sad to think that the haters might make them change their mind.
I know. Way too often, you know, whether it's in business or whether it's just in life, we let one or two haters change your mind.
Yeah, don't do it.
Don't do that. Because, you know, it comes back down to expectations versus realities and who's making the noise, right? 10% of people make 90% of the noise. When you go to a restaurant and have a great meal, that's your expectation. You're going there because it's going to be good. You have a great expectation. It's great. You leave. You maybe tell your friends. You come back. If you have a bad experience, you post it on the internet. So most people that, you know, agree with what you're doing, you're not going to hear about it.
From Paul Fegler from the Dub Network, he's watching. That's some good advice about being the CEO of you. No, you are. I've said it for a long time. You just started watching the things that I say on this show, Figgy. I've been saying it for a long time. And do not take criticism from somebody you would not go to for advice. Write it down. Edmund Bankowski is watching, my first ever stats guy, and he says, watching from the Queen City, Leafs in five. Hope you're right, Eddie. I do. Prairie Mobile text lines open, 306-840-8777. That is 840-8777. And I would love to do a check-in Friday. I was checking the cable companies that carry Game Plus all over America yesterday. We're on in Toledo. We're on in Detroit. We're on in Chicago. We are on in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. We're on all over New York City, the boroughs. I would love to hear from you folks if you're watching live on Game Plus on this Friday morning. Write it down, 306-840-8777. Moving on, point six is a two-pointer in one. Kings Park Speedway, Kings Park Motor Speedway. The Invitational is this weekend. I'll be there. I got my racing shirt on today, a gift from them. That's really all I have to say about that, other than I'll be out there, 70 cars from all over the prairies. There'd be Americans if the border was open. It's going to be big fun, and my wife's not coming. So I got room for one. And then Jess Moskaluk, can you throw it up again, Clark? This was her, the country singing star, Jess Moskaluk, last night. It's a story I want to tell about this. She left the stage because she was in tears. She was overcome with emotion to be on the stage. Her and her band had not played since December. So for people to pay pretty high prices to come as a fundraiser for the food bank, but also to get the entertainment business going, she was so overcome with emotion. I've never seen that before.
Wow.
I'm so honored to have been there. So thank you, the guys at Krugo Fest. And you can go and see Corb Lund tomorrow night or the Sheepdogs next Friday, Saturday. Go to showpass.com. Again, the cowboy and I were talking on the phone yesterday, and he goes, Corb Lund, you probably wouldn't like it. It's probably too country for you. And I said, not possible. Too country for me. Get out of here.
The hurt in Albertan.
Yeah. Corb Lund?
Oh, yeah.
That's good. Poll question today. I'm updating it right now. For Capital Auto Mall, Universal Collision Center, should the NHL keep the 24-team playoff format past this season? You know, you and I could get down on that for hours.
Oh, yeah.
On Twitter, 67% of you saying no. i.e. 67% of people are wrong. What are they saying on Facebook, Clark? Do you have the thing? Should the NHL keep the 2014 playoff pass this season?
Ooh, 57% say yes.
57% say yes. I'm just going to leave that. We'll come back on it. But it came up yesterday on a podcast I was on in from New York State. I was the guest. The On and Off the Field podcast with Dylan and Durf. And they posed that question to me, and I talked myself into believing not only that it should happen, but why it would happen. Very simply, more money for the owners, more meaningful late season games, more teams in the race, more money, done, check it off, plan for the 2014 playoff to continue for years. Oh, we got to do this. The Bombers handed out their Grey Cup rings last night. Congratulations, Winnipeg. Can you show them, Clark? We got a photo. This is one of the most beautiful things I've ever seen in my life.
Wow. It's so clean.
Is that a thing of beauty or what? So congratulations, Winnipeg. A little consolation for the Jets losing out last night in round one. Small consolation, I know, but holy smokes, are they proud in that Bomber organization, and they should be. Clark tells me we have 3 minutes, so we'll move fast on this. Our week 9 betting lines. You nailed them all last week. You did. You're really having a good week, Dupes.
Thank you.
So let's set them for week 9 in the CFL Sim, our computer-generated games that we will broadcast tonight, Friday Night Football, BC Lions at Saskatchewan Roughriders, 7 p.m. Mountain. But the first game, the 2-4 Winnipeg Blue Bombers at the 0-7 Ottawa Red Blacks. It's a road game for the Bombers against the winless Red Blacks. What are you thinking for the betting line?
5.5 Winnipeg.
5.5 Winnipeg. Thank you. I'll say it again. We nailed them all last week. Montreal at Hamilton. 2-5 Owls at the 2-5 Ticats. The Ticats have to get off the snide, don't they?
Owls at the Ticats?
Yeah, and their records are the same.
Yeah, but like maybe 1.5
Hamilton 1.5?
Yeah. Tight.
You got a future in this, kid.
Thank you.
Toronto at Calgary. The 5-2 Argos at the 6-2 Stampeders. Our rematch of the 1971 Grey Cup.
It's in Calgary?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Calgary 2.5?
Yeah. Yeah, I could.
You don't sound confident.
I'm almost thinking like right down the middle, but
2.5.
But it's Calgary. But it's at home, so yeah.
It's Calgary, man.
It's Calgary.
And then BC at Saskatchewan. The BC Lions have won 5 in a row. Hear them roar. The 5-3 BC Lions at the 4-2 Saskatchewan Roughriders, and the Riders coming off a home win over Ottawa. I think this is closer than you think.
Yeah, I almost, because it's at home, I want to go Riders by 1.5.
Okay. Sask 1.5, because BC's on a roll.
Yeah.
So that's what it is. I'll be posting those to Twitter later. And tonight at 7 p.m. Mountain on this Facebook live channel, if you're watching on that, we'll be broadcasting Lions Riders Computer Sim. Jeff, the Stamps fan, says nice rings. Hey, Jeremy Davis writes in. He says the NHL shouldn't keep the format. It works for now. Watching on Game Plus from the control room in Toronto. Thank you, Jeremy. All you guys and gals at Game Plus, please write in. I appreciate it. See, he answered the bell.
Yeah.
They're listening. So, lots to get to. We're going to talk XFL, The Rock, with Connor Falk, who has already logged in. We'll see you a little later on.
Sounds good.
And John Frenzy coming in next segment, too. This has been the rollout for Flooring Superstore. You're watching the program across North America on Game Plus TV Network. And listen and watching around the world on the Rod Peterson Broadcasting Network.
You got something to say? You want to add to the show? What are you waiting for? Don't just sit there. Say something.
Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions is Saskatchewan's only full-service supply chain company. Strategic sourcing, PO creation, and order expediting, VMI and vending solutions, and free delivery are just a few of the supply chain services we provide. If your company needs it, Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions can get it for you. Price, quality, service, Rockstar Supply Chain Solution is helping Saskatchewan companies buy better.
building a deeper connection with our fans by putting them in the show. It's a new era of sports talk. The Rod Peterson Show airs from 10 to noon Monday to Friday on Facebook Live. Join the conversation today and tune in. Online, on your phone, at home, at work, follow us on Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter. And subscribe on YouTube for all the content you want to watch. Don't wait, do it right now.
Cheers to the 16 guys who never back down. And to the smooth, refreshing beer with a real beer taste. Original 16. Underdogs since 1989.
Celebrate the 5th anniversary with friends, family, everyone you know. Plan your next group experience with your Saskatchewan Rush. Group benefits include block seating, ticket discounts, and a dedicated fan experience coordinator. For more, visit saskrush.com/groupnightout.
Nestled in the scenic Qu'Appelle Valley, just 20 minutes northwest of Regina, is one of the finest golf courses in all of Saskatchewan, the Deer Valley Golf Club. The clubhouse has a full-service restaurant, and customers can enjoy a casual dining experience with spectacular views of the golf course and valley. A fully stocked golf shop, staffed by PGA of Canada professionals, is equipped to meet all of your golf apparel and equipment needs. Book your tee time, family event, or corporate tournament today at the Deer Valley Golf Club. Call 306-731-1445.
Some of the challenges we face with the CT technology that we have today is some of the deficiencies in around integration with some of our other systems. The addition of two new 4D simulators within the programming of the Saskatchewan Cancer Agency is going to have significant impact on you know, the care we provide to the people of Saskatchewan.
Hey, honey, can you get one of the kids to show me how this Twitter thing works? Honey, I need to get on Instagram. Time for more of the Rod Peterson Show.
All right, welcome back to the show, everybody. Hall of Fame writer, broadcaster John Frenzy with me. We are going to Virginia in a moment to chat with Connor Falk, XFL insider, reporter, former Washington Redskins employee. There's a look at Frenzy. Just Casey Jones writes in, Bomber fan, says, just so you're aware, those 11 lovely blue sapphires represent the 11 Grey Cups the Bombers have won.
Dirty pool.
Oh, I know, dirty I know. Pool. I can't remember what show I was on the other day, and I said, listen, we got to play CFL. I worked so hard to make up with the Bombers and get along. We got to have a season. I worked so hard to get along, and now we're great friends. And all these viewers in Winnipeg, so it's good. Good for you. I'm very happy for you, Winnipeg. But I like my Grey Cup rings, too. They're old school, old style, going back a ways. We'll get back to that. Let's bring in Connor Falk now, who I knew this, Connor, when the XFL announced its bankruptcy in the spring. I was upset for you guys, but I knew you'd be back. Did you have that same feeling, too, at that time?
Yeah, pretty fast, it became clear that there were going to be a lot of potential buyers for the league. They ended up signing non-disclosure agreements with 35 different potential buyers. Once I knew that that number was that significant, I had a lot of confidence that the league was going to come back. My only concern were partners that had a significant amount of capital going to buy the league. I was obviously concerned that with how much money you tend to lose in a new spring football league, that maybe they wouldn't have enough capital. But I think a lot of people were pretty confident straight off the bat once we knew it was getting sold.
By the way, this is an interesting COVID look you've got going on, because your photos are usually suited and yes, booted, clean shaven, in a suit. So what's the deal?
Well, you know, obviously down in the States, we have not figured out our COVID-19 situation here. So At least out here, we're still kind of stuck in quarantine, a little bit of a limbo here. So my big boy job, which isn't actually sports related at the moment, that I typically look a lot more cleaner for, I have been working from home for the past 6 months. So completely remotely. Oh, yeah. Taking advantage, growing out the nice beard, you know, celebrating the NHL playoffs here and trying to, you know, get to the boys level of the beard growth here.
Gotcha. So I want to get to that Redskins thing in a moment. But first, with The Rock buying the XFL, I'll be honest, to me, it came out of nowhere. It hasn't even been a week. I think it was Monday morning, right? Did you see it coming? And what does this mean for the XFL?
Yeah, I did not necessarily see it coming. However, I heard that a lot of the potential buyers that were reached out to as prospects were people within Vince McMahon's circle. So I knew that high-profile wrestlers were somewhat a possibility. It just so happens that they went for their most high-profile entertainer, The Rock. And luckily, he just has such a good network that he was able to find the partners that made that have enough capital to be able to absorb the hit that this league will initially take with actually his ex-wife, Danny Garcia, who is extremely successful in her own right. And then Gary Cardendale, who has Redbird Capital Partners, and they control over $4 billion worth of assets.
How do you think the NFL views this? Because I do believe they want a developmental league that really has nothing to do with them. I think the NFL believes the more pro ball, the better, and that includes the CFL too. How do you think the NFL is viewing this with The Rock involved with the XFL and the fact that it will be back?
Well, so I've always said that although, in my opinion, the NFL certainly needs a developmental league, I think the mindset of all of the league executives is they think of FBS college football as their developmental league. So I think a lot of executives will tell you that they don't feel the necessity to have a minor league system like Major League Baseball or the NHL with the AHL. I just don't know if they're going to embrace a developmental league, football league, for a while. Now, I will say is if this iteration of the XFL under the guidance of The Rock, Danny Garcia, and Redbird Capital, if it really takes off even more so than the one that we saw last spring, the NFL will absolutely start probably changing their tune and saying that, hey, a developmental league could actually be nice. It's a way of them kind of, honestly, when the NFL calls a new league a potential developmental partner, it's really them separating themselves as not recognizing them as a competitor. So I could definitely see them, if it's successful, making that spin and maybe making some sort of partnership with the XFL. Although I will say Danny Garcia just did an interview with Sports Illustrated where she said she doesn't consider themselves to be a developmental league. She also did say they don't necessarily consider themselves to be competitors at this point. But I don't envision themselves as wanting to pick up the minor league narrative.
Right, of course. No, not at all. What do you got, Frenzy?
Connor, good to talk to you here. I'm going to be asking the big question. We went through this last year. Why do you think this will be successful? I mean, Vince McMahon was going to make a big success with it. Some NFL people were scared. Some CFL people were scared. As it turned out, they're a bust after 3 weeks. So tell me why it's going to be different now.
They were on to something with the original iteration we saw last spring. The TV ratings, even when they bottomed out, were still outperforming NHL, PGA, NBA, a ton of different sports programming. They were absolutely outperforming them. They were gearing up to have over 50,000 fans at one of their St. Louis games. Attendance numbers were not really bottoming out. If anything, at certain markets, they were still on the rise, especially in that Houston market, the St. Louis market. It was a really strong showing from a expansion league. And honestly, just COVID-19, I think, is the biggest factor in me feeling like the end of the story was not met. You know, we didn't get to the end of the book here because COVID-19 really ruined their absolutely great momentum that we saw. So if The Rock and his team are able to pick up where they left off and maybe add certain elements, maybe some learning lessons that they took from the last spring, you know, changing to maybe more intimate stadiums in the New York market or Los Angeles, for example, maybe moving the Tampa Bay team to Miami or another more populated Florida city could be another one. If they take those learning lessons, I think they can pick up right where it left off, which again was a league that was outperforming NBA, NHL, PGA, you know, lower levels of NASCAR. It was really on to something. So I think we've proven once again that there is a market for more football. There are cities that want more football. And if The Rock can put together a good executive team once again, I think we'll see it show itself again.
Last one for you, Connor. We mentioned you worked in the Redskins front office. I can't imagine how worn out you probably were with the coverage. And then it came to the inevitable conclusion they are changing their name. Your thoughts on that as alum, if you will. And when do you think we'll hear a new name for the Washington club?
Yeah, so, you know, not only am I a former employee, I'm a born and raised lifelong diehard fan. My dad was a diehard fan. His dad was a diehard fan. So it's certainly been a difficult change to deal with. You know, I embrace their need to change and move forward with a new brand, and just try to embrace all fans and not just local to this region. You know, when I worked for the team, I was consistently getting calls from fans on both sides. I had fans yelling at me, telling me that the name had to stay. I had fans calling me, yelling at me, telling me that the name absolutely needed to change. Just constantly yelled out about the name. I think actually it can end up being a positive thing because it's taking away by far the most controversial aspect of the team. Maybe, just maybe, we can focus on just the team and just making a winning team, getting to the playoffs and obviously eventually the Super Bowl. If we can just focus on that, I don't care what they call the team. Now, I will be honest, you know, I don't want them to stay the Washington football team. It is far too generic. It is, I am not a fan of it. I think it'll probably be a process that will be resolved next offseason. They'll make it through this year with the Washington football team branding. And then hopefully by that point, they have all of the legal situations with, you know, copywriting their brand, trademarking their brand. They have all of that figured out, and they'll move forward with a new, more exciting team name than the Washington football team.
Connor, here's hoping we get football sooner than later. You do a great job. I appreciate the time here today, and hopefully you get outdoors soon, and stay safe here. Let's do it again soon.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Have a great rest of your day, guys. And hopefully we pick up on some of these learning lessons from Canada, and we can get past COVID-19.
You betcha. Thanks, Connor. Connor Falk joining us, XFL insider out of Virginia. Frenzy, in the time we have left here, I think this is important to mention for our Edmonton viewers too, but Saskatchewan as well. Tim Dancy, the former voice of the Rough Riders, the Eskimos and the Oilers, passed away this week in his late 60s after a battle with cancer. You called games with Tim Dancy.
Certainly did.
You got a great story.
Great pleasure from 1983 to 85 on CKRM. Yeah, the first game with him, we went down to Toronto. We're going to play the game in Toronto and Hamilton. We played one game in Toronto, and the second game was in Hamilton. So we're going to go down to Hamilton by the train. Hey, that's a good way to go down by the train.
Yep.
He convinced me that.
I've done it.
I wanted to go by taxi. But he said, no, Lynch, come on. Get with the world. We're going to go by train. So we caught the train at the airport. And we went the other way. We went this way. And I was convinced that Hamilton was that way. And he says, we're going, no, you don't know where you're going. We kept on going and went through the different towns. I said, that's in Eastern Ontario. He said, no, that's in Western Ontario. We're damn near in Hamilton. So we kept on going. And I said, oh, Kingston sign. That's the pen. He said, that's the pen. We can't go here. That's Eastern Canada. We don't want to go here. We want to go west. And he said, no, we're not going west. And I had the train stop because we had a big accident with one of the cars, train cars, and I asked the guys that run the thing, and they assured us that Hamilton was that way. We were way, we were 250 miles from Hamilton. And so I said, how do we get to Hamilton in time to broadcast the game, Tim? And he said, Lynchy, don't worry about that. I've had situations like this before. I'll get through for you. And he called some special cab company, Speedy Cab. They came over in about 5 minutes. We told them our story, how tough it was. We had to get there right away. And they drove like maniacs, and they got us there. Just as the pregame show was to start, we were able to get in the booth, get the pre set up, and got on the air by about 5-2.
That is unbelievable.
And it was a great time.
You said you ended up in Kingston?
Yeah.
Like, I'm not Joe Ontario, but I do know that's nowhere near Hamilton.
That's right.
You must have been scared out of your wits.
Oh, I was scared of my mind. I'm trying to tell him something. The first game I'm doing with him, I can't get too snotty, can I?
No, so, you got to get along.
So I'm trying to be nice and diplomatic. When he almost assured me, look, don't worry about this. I know what I'm doing. So when it turned out it was wrong, he went, oh, my gosh, Lynch, you were right. You're right. I'm sorry. What do we do now? Oh, I know I get the answer. And he had the special credit card.
Love it.
So we took off, and they filled in for us down there with a bunch of pregame music. And we just got in the air 5 minutes before the game started. Of course, I mean, you're shaking up, eh? What's it like? They say, well, how's it been so far?
That has been that is a very entertaining story.
Tim was a great guy.
By the way, condolences to the Dancy family, too, by the way. I'm not sure I met Tim, but I've heard nothing but great things about him from everybody in the business. By the way, the program is brought to you by Bidzy. Do you have a job and don't know who to contact? Bidzy it. Do you own a business and want to be alerted of nearby customers? Bidzy it. Big or small, Bidzy connects businesses and people to jobs. Post your project on Bidzy.com for free today. We're going to take a break, come back with a sports update, viewer takeover. All the fun is ahead. It's the RP Show's Football Friday. You're watching on Game Plus Network. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts and leave us a review. And you're listening at RodPeterson.com.
Head to YouTube.com/The Rod Peterson Show now. You gotta subscribe. Click the subscribe button for all the content you may have missed. IKS Live. IKS Live. Western Canada's premier production services company. LED sign rentals. Video production. Event management. Look no further than IKS Live. Visit our website, IKS Live. Always the best seat in the house. IKS Live.
At Prairie Mobile, you can get the phone you want when you want. All smartphones are $0 every day. With convenient locations across Saskatchewan, Prairie Mobile, your Sastel authorized dealer, has you covered. Visit us online at prairiemobile.com.
Universal Collision Center is Saskatchewan's premier auto body shop. Our extensive process ensures that every vehicle that comes through our state-of-the-art facilities is returned pre-accident condition, and that every UCC customer experience is an easy one. We're certified to repair all makes, all models, and all luxury brands, and Universal Auto Spa offers full-service detailing packages to suit you and your vehicle. Plus, we're the official body shop of your Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Universal Collision Center, 3910 Rochdale Boulevard and 2355 First Avenue in Regina.
People donate blood for moments like this.
But there are lots of reasons why Canada's Lifeline needs donors every day.
Like the fact that someone with leukemia can need up to 8 units of blood a week.
Or that donated blood lasts no longer than 42 days.
Or to help new moms and babies, like Henry.
There's lots of reasons to donate blood. That's why we need donors every day.
The need for blood is constant. Join Toyota and our Toyota dealers in supporting Canada's Lifeline.
You need to adapt and you need to move forward. You can't be stuck in 1920. Direct West is on the top of their game. They know what they're doing, how they're doing it, and when you work with Direct West, things are good. There's no going backwards, they're moving forward. My business would not be where it is today without the help of Direct West to help me with my website and my Facebook and all my online presence. I've worked with Direct West for about 10 years and it's been a great experience.
At Suds, we make your car shine. It starts with our state-of-the-art wash system. Our NeoGlide wash material is safe and gentle on vehicles and buffs your finish to a brilliant shine. Plus, we hand-dry and inspect every vehicle for a top-quality result. I'm Kirby.
and I'm Natalie. Whether you're getting an exterior wash that takes 10 minutes or treating yourself to an interior cleaning, the result's going to be the same. Your vehicle's going to look great.
Sud's Full Service Car Wash.
We'll make your car shine.
Send us your opinions now. We won't victimize you unless you really deserve it. Now, back to your host, Rod Peterson.
Welcome back to the program, everybody. We got a lot of wonderful messages to get to from our viewers. But speaking of wonderful people, Roxanne from Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions. She's the Rocks in Rockstar.
Right.
We do the Rockstar of the Day for Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions. Guys, it's Roxanne's 29th birthday today.
Happy birthday.
Darnell wanted us to mention that. Yes, we are live before a studio audience. 29. Darnell, you fox. His wife's celebrating 29th birthday. Thanks for all you guys do for us and for the province, by the way, keeping the province moving with Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions. Arlene in Ottawa is watching. She says, hearing Connor Falk call any farm league to the NFL a minor league narrative. Hope that helps folks finally stop wanting the CFL to move that way. So just hang on. More on that in a moment. But a sports update for Ballers Rec Room and Red Bull Canada. The Calgary Flames are the first Western team to advance in the Stanley Cup playoffs. Cam Talbot stopped all 31 shots he faced as Calgary shut out the Winnipeg Jets 4-0 to win their best-of-five qualifying series. Pierre-Luc Dubois got his third goal of the game, got it in overtime, finishing the Blue Jackets' comeback from 3 goals down to beat the Leafs 4-3. Columbus now holds a 2-1 lead in their playoff qualifying series. DuPont's not worried. Jacob Markstrom had a 27-save performance for the first postseason shutout of his NHL career as the Vancouver Canucks beat the Minnesota Wild 3-0. The Canucks hold a 2-1 lead in their best-of-five qualifier series. Nick Markakis hit a walk-off home run in the ninth inning to lift the Atlanta Braves to a 4-3 win over the Blue Jays. And there may be no CFL season just yet, but the Winnipeg Blue Bombers are still getting their championship rings made by Canadian jeweler Baron Championship Rings. The diamond-studded two-tone ring celebrates Winnipeg's 33-12 win over the Hamilton Tiger Cats last November. There it is. That is a thing of beauty.
Sure is.
This sports update for Ballers Rec Room, Saskatchewan's newest entertainment destination. Our arcade games and batting cages are officially open. No reservations necessary. And for Red Bull Canada, Red Bull gives you wings. And enjoy Red Bull responsibly, obviously. But I picked this up last night in our room. It was part of the VIP package. Well, for any package, anybody that went to the Krugo Fest, we saw Jess Moskaluk, Canadian singing star there. Thank you, Red Bull, for your sponsorship of that. They support great things. Can you put that comment up from Jack Fulton, guys? He's watching in Vulcan, Alberta. He says, I'm talking to lifelong CFL fans that are fed up with the lack of any kind of a solid plan combined with total lack of communication. The fact that we are watching other pro sports doesn't help. It's a sad situation. Losing interests.
Right on, 100%.
Jim Lang on yesterday, Canada's foremost NFL expert and former voice of the Argos, and he just said this whole situation is sad for the CFL. They're fighting over scraps. Now, MLSE will take over the CFL. It's happening. It's already happening, actually. They're going to pump money into this thing. So, Lynch, over to you. You're the guest. I've talked about it enough all week. What's your take on where the CFL is at and where it's going?
Well, it's not going very far, that's for sure. It's amazing how each day goes by and nothing happens. That just frustrates me. And I just saw the thing from Danny Machocha, upset he was last night, how bad things are. I don't think they've advanced much since last week and 2 weeks ago. Or a couple of months ago, really. I am frustrated beyond, you know, anyway. I've heard that they're trying to get things together for having the same thing as a bubble in Winnipeg for September 2nd, or maybe it's August, October 2nd, and have a six-game schedule. But I don't think it's going to happen to that, and then nothing happens. It's really incredible. I don't understand how it keeps on going day after day after day and nothing happening. I've been saying to you, I can't believe how some of the real leaders in this league, supposed leaders of these teams, haven't grabbed the bull by the horns and just gone into Ottawa and said, hey, we got to get this done.
I think they've tried.
Well,
I do.
Well,
want to give a shout out, by the way. Will Spell writes in. He says, I'm watching from Amarillo, Texas. I bet it's a hot one down there. Well, thank you for watching in Amarillo, one of my favorite country songs, obviously. One of the greatest country songs of all time.
I keep hoping we're going to hear it because, you know, there's our team's good team, real good team. Winnipeg's a real good team. Four or five real good teams in the league right now. And it'll be a very exciting year. But the ball's not being grabbed by anybody. I mean, it's still sitting out there.
Do you think they're worried about how it looks? Because it looks really bad.
It looks horrible.
Yeah, you got the CFL diehards now saying this is sad. For a league that's ultra concerned about how it looks, sometimes I think they don't think much about how this is going to look because it looks terrible. But let's flip it on the MLSE thing in the time we have left, and then we'll take a break and come back for Viewer Takeover. You and I were discussing this in the car ride up here. You asked me how it's going to work. And I don't have a problem with corporations involved in sports as long as they're on the up and up. And MLSE is. Yep. They've proven it time and time again. They're worth $4.4 billion. They're the reigning NBA champions. And the Leafs are always in the conversation, even though they haven't won since 1967.
I hope they take over. I think it'd be great. They're winners. They are winners. Got a lot of guys, a lot of money in there. They like to win, and that's all I'm concerned about.
Well, everybody likes to win.
And they can make it happen. I think they can make it happen. It's so disorganized now, we can't get it all together. I think they are capable of getting it all together and making it happen because Canadians do want football.
Oh, they sure
do. They want to watch it. Now, I think they realize that.
So from our viewers, Jeff Krieger writes in. He says, it looks worse than when baseball had a strike and the fans didn't come back. You are right. That turned off so many people in 1994 when the Expos were robbed of their best, potentially a World Series. A lot of fans never came back. This is what the CFL's dealing with. I said it earlier in the show, but if you missed it, I'll say it again. It's amazing the view you get when you walk out of the forest. There's a lot of people that can't see the forest for the trees right now that work in the CFL and the national media covering the CFL. Well, I'm standing outside the forest right now. It looks pretty clear to me. You guys don't play, you're going to be dead. Yeah. But from Sean Dahl, a viewer in Saskatoon, he says, I'm so confused about this MLSE thing. Is it speculation, hoping, or confirmed? It's happening already. When I first made that report, Tuesday or Wednesday, whatever day it was, that the MLSE is currently controlling the CFL and running the CFL, because control is a scary word. It's influence in the CFL. My phone just blew up with people like, oh, you found out. Yeah, it's happening. And it's not a bad thing. Everybody likes it. $100 million, let's say, if they were to put it into the Canadian Football League from MLSE, is like their lunch fund.
That's right.
For a week. You know that, right?
That's right. And I mean, that would just solve everything.
It would solve everything. And instead of the NFL being the miraculous savior and donor, which nobody really wanted, MLSE has that money, so why not give them the control? And I was trying to save this for my column tomorrow, but I'll scoop myself and put it out today. I know a lot of really good people that have left the CFL, high-level people, because of idiotic decisions by the owners. For instance, a lot of them didn't want a 10th team in Atlantic Canada because it would cut the TV money by a 10th. The owners didn't want to share it.
Yep.
How stupid is that? If MLSE is controlling and wagging the dog that is the CFL, they're not going to put up with stupid thinking like that.
That's right.
And Randy Ambrosi, from what I understand, has formed or is forming a wonderful partnership and relationship with MLSE. He is going to be the commissioner moving forward. And darn, it looks like a great decision that I've had his back since day one. Now, so again, none of the media is reporting on this because they're all afraid of their jobs because MLSE controls the TV networks in this country, but they don't control me and they don't control Game Plus. So I'm not afraid of it and I'm not looking for a job in the CFL nor at TSN or Sportsnet. So this is where it's going. Get used to it. And I haven't heard anybody that has a problem with it, by the way.
No,
nobody.
You can't have. So you can't have. It makes sense. Let's do it. The only thing that bothers me, we got to get going now. We can't, you know, fool around any longer. They got to get this going, get this season on fire, and let's go. I don't like the
well, it's not. Forget about this season, okay? Drop it.
You want to forget this
They're
year?
They're not playing.
You want to forget this year?
It's not a matter of what I want. It's feasibly not
probably right
able to happen. Yeah. So forget. That's why I don't understand. You think we're dumb? I don't understand this ruse that they're doing. I don't get it. Anyways, Jack says, you know you're in trouble, viewer Jack, when not one major sports network has even a hint of what's going on or not going on in the CFL.
No interest, he says, eh?
No interest. But well, there isn't, John.
I know it.
We'll be back with viewer takeover. Hang on. And on the way today, Bryn Griffiths, Mighty Mouth out of Edmonton, and Tommy Europe, CFL great, former Lion and Blue Bomber. We'll be right back. It's the RP Show across North America on Game Plus TV Network, and you're listening and watching around the world on the Rod Peterson Broadcasting Network.
You got something to say? You want to add to this show?
You can still chime in from wherever you are in the comment section. As a matter of fact, we encourage that.
What are you waiting for? Don't just sit there. Say something.
Nestled in the scenic Qu'Appelle Valley, just 20 minutes northwest of Regina, is one of the finest golf courses in all of Saskatchewan, the Deer Valley Golf Club. The clubhouse has a full-service restaurant, and customers can enjoy a casual dining experience with spectacular views of the golf course and valley. A fully stocked golf shop, staffed by PGA of Canada professionals, is equipped to meet all of your golf apparel and equipment needs. Book your tee time, family event, or corporate tournament today at the Deer Valley Golf Club. Call
306-731-1445. Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions is Saskatchewan's only full-service supply chain company. Strategic sourcing, PO creation, and order expediting, VMI and vending solutions, and free delivery are just a few of the supply chain services we provide. If your company needs it, Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions can get it for you. Price, quality, service, Rockstar Supply Chain Solution is helping Saskatchewan companies buy better.
Some of the challenges we face with the CT technology that we have today is some of the deficiencies in around integration with some of our other systems. The addition of two new 4D simulators within the programming at the Saskatchewan Cancer Agency is going to have significant impact on you know the care we provide to the people of Saskatchewan.
Does this look familiar? Your fans deserve an incredible arena experience. It's time for an upgrade. Stunning graphics. Revenue opportunities are just the beginning with our in-venue display systems and scoring technology. Let us help you find the best solution for your facility. DDG. Always delivering the best fan experience. Find us at ddgregina.com.
Building a deeper connection with our fans by putting them in the show. It's a new era of sports talk. The Rod Peterson Show airs from 10 to noon, Monday to Friday on Facebook Live. Join the conversation today and tune in. Online, on your phone, at home, at work, follow us on Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter. And subscribe on YouTube for all the content you want to watch. Don't wait, do it right now. Did you know you can catch all the best moments from the show on all our social media platforms? Now, back to the studio with Rod.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Live studio audience here. They would escort you out of a theater if you did that. You know that, right? Where's the ushers? You don't yell at them. Well, they're my friends. Yeah, it's viewer takeover. By the way, we're going to keep the party going into hour two on Facebook Live. Mighty Mouth, Bryn Griffiths will be with us, and Tommy Europe. But this is the viewer takeover. Guys, save the comment from Norm Fong, the Hall of Fame CFL equipment manager with the Rough Riders, wrote in. And I want to get to his question in a moment. But to some of the text messages, Don Mitchell writes in. He says, checking in from Manama, Bahrain. Any idea where that is?
Woo.
Somewhere in the Middle East. He says, I'm weeping over the Jets. Islanders all the way now. There's a lot of people in mourning over the Winnipeg Jets losing out last night to the Flames in four. I suggest you get over it. Sooner you do, the better for you. Leonard writes in from the 536. I agree with your guest. Too many people are beating up on the commissioner of the CFL. We get this pandemic once a century. Yeah. On that, yes, but CFL still needs to figure out where they're going with this, and we don't know. From Brady, hey, Rod, today is going to be fun for NHL fans. All series have losing implications. Go Habs, go Blackhawks. Raptors try to stay undefeated in the return to play. What are your guys' takes on the Alberta, the AB sweepstakes? Is it worth the risk? I thought it was Alberta. He's talking about Antonio Brown. I think it will be AB is a player who can drastically change your roster. Yes or no, Lynch? Are you signing Antonio Brown if you're an NFL team?
No, you can't.
No, you're not.
Too much of a risk.
Nope. The comment from Norm Fong. Do you guys have it there? Again, Hall of Fame equipment manager. He said, regarding MLSE, here it is. Rod, do you think that because MLSE owns the Argos, that's the reason the league decided to not fine the Argos for being over the salary cap last year? Well, there's got to be a reason. You guys saying yeah? It's like Les Lazarus bobblehead day over there on the couch.
I think that's good point.
I don't know why. There has to be a reason.
Good point.
You don't bite the hands that feed you,
that's
as
right.
They say, right?
You knew something was going to happen.
It's funny, though. I had a coach call me, a CFL coach, and he's like, with this MLSC thing, and you know, how could they run the league if they own the Argos? Isn't that a conflict of interest? I said, that's what the C in CFL stands for, conflict of interest. We had one guy own two teams a couple years ago.
Right.
It was before this coach's time. But I'm like, don't even get me started on two teams with the same name. Conflict of interest. That's cute.
A lot of people think, don't they, about the CFL, have great philosophies, but I'm telling you.
Well, I think the MLSC, it's not a laughing matter. Like, it is happening, and I think we all like it. And I don't know whose idea it was. Somewhere along the line, it'll come out whose idea it was to have the MLSC pump the money into the CFL. I don't see the downside.
No, really.
Now, is it a conflict of interest? Of course it is. But you don't have to look too far, I don't think, in any leagues.
No.
And feel that way.
That's right.
What was Bud Selig's conflict of interest with Major League Baseball for years? Didn't he own the Milwaukee Brewers?
Yeah.
And he was the commissioner.
That's right. That's sort of a conflict.
Nobody had a problem with that.
Sort of a conflict of interest, isn't it?
People have short memories.
Yeah, they do. They're funny.
What'd you say, Producer Clark? Oh, less than 2 minutes we got. I want your take on this, Frenzy. The poll question for Capital Automall, Universal Collision Center. Should the NHL keep the 24-team playoff format past this season? 68% of you on Twitter say no. More, the majority on Facebook were saying yes. Where are you on that?
I'm sort of yes. I like it.
I like it too.
Yeah, I think it's been very good. Very, very good. Creating a lot of interest and people are getting involved in it. That's what they want.
It will happen. I believe Barry Trotz came out yesterday, the Islanders coach, and said he's in favor of it. It's not because Trotz said that they should keep it, that they will, but because it will mean more money for the owners. That's why.
That's right.
24 teams in the playoffs. It'll mean more meaningful late season, regular season games. I covered this in the rollout, which means more ticket sales. Ratings will be up.
Yep.
It's a no-brainer. And don't forget, 21-team NHL era in the 80s, we had 16 teams in the playoffs. It hasn't evolved with the times.
Nope.
It's going to be 32 teams.
That's right.
With the Seattle Kraken, you can't have half the league not making the playoffs. What do you think this is, the NFL? So anyways, friends, are you sticking around an hour or two?
Yeah.
Okay. Or baseball for that matter.
I'll be here for half an hour.
If the owners want it, they will have it. It'll be here to stay.
Yeah.
And I like it. Okay. Again, Bryn Griffiths, Tom Europe, next hour. For the rest of you, we'll see you Monday, 10 a.m. Mountain, right here on Game Plus TV. Put them up, Les. This show is like a pasture of goats.
I've chased adrenaline my entire life. But I'm talking fourth quarter, monster hit, crowd losing it. Nothing beats the energy of a rush game.
Bronco Plumbing and Heating has been servicing Regina and surrounding areas since 1978. At Bronco, we service all makes and models of furnaces, air conditioners, water heaters, and water softeners. Bronco also provides full sewer service, plumbing service, and duct cleaning. Call Bronco Plumbing and Heating today at 306-781-2090. Proud sponsor of The Rod Peterson Show.
This isn't just a beer. This is a double-aged, never-back-down, full-of-heart Western beer. This is a beer brewed by 16 guys who risked it all. Original 16. Underdogs. Since 1989.
Nat, what are the top five reasons people come to Suds?
Number five, our advanced technology protects your finish and keeps your car clean longer. Number four, we knock off the snow and ice and towel dry to prevent freeze-up. Number three, our famous Suds Ultimate thoroughly cleans your car's interior. Number two, you never need an appointment and you get a showroom shine. And the number one reason, we treat our customers like family.
Treat yourself and your car to a Suds full-service car wash.
You need to adapt and you need to move forward. You can't be stuck in 1920. Direct West is on the top of their game. They know what they're doing, how they're doing it, and when you work with Direct West, things are good. There's no going backwards. They're moving forward. My business would not be where it is today without the help of Direct West to help me with my website and my Facebook and all my online presence. I've worked with Direct West for about 10 years, and it's been a great experience.
He's covering everything that matters to you. It's the Rod Peterson Show. Tune in live Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to noon, to catch the show live and be a part of the action. Take control by commenting live and sharing the show with your friends. For more Rod Peterson on demand, visit rodpeterson.com.